Ali, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mido. I might be about to join you guys out there soon. I'm just getting hair and makeup done. We're off for a photo shoot at Rose Hill in an hour, so I might bump into you.
Gee, you do more photo shoots than Clarkie.
Easy.
Is this a photo shoot, Ali, for the front page of the Telegraph or something like that?
I feel it might not be the front page, but it'll be somewhere
well, just,
in there.
Just tell us which horse you're getting photographed with, because they
never win.
Never win. They
never
win.
They
never win.
That is so true.
You know what's so funny? I did one on the Gold Coast with a horse up there, and I said to the journalist, I hate doing this with a horse that's racing on the weekend because it's the biggest mock. And he said, what do you mean? I said, it is the biggest mock in racing. And he thought I was mad. Anyway, the horse got scratched the next day.
Oh, my goodness. and, you know, connections are always looking for a scapegoat.
Oh, they are, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. So anyway, no, I believe it's no horse. I think it's just a Rose with the trophy.
Okay, the slipper. Who are you tipping and why?
Oh, I feel so cliche, but I can't. I mean, look, in truth, I wouldn't probably be backing him because I think it's not really, there's no meat on it. But Storm Boy, I think you have to be with him. He hasn't shown that there's any reason to jump off him at this stage. His track gallop with James, I feel as though he's just gone even to another level. James hopped off him and just, you know, said he's different gravy, this horse. He's built differently to the rest of the two-year-olds. I think if he should get himself into trouble, he'll be able to bully his way out to a certain extent. With, you know, the last couple of days he's been going over and over the stats of where the Golden Slipper winners have won from, and, you know, the inside draws on the rail is where you want to be. And I think they were a little bit nervous that he might get a bit bottled up there should he step away slow. But I just think he's a class above these horses. Maybe the value in the race now is Straight Charge and the way that it will pan out for him from where he's drawn. He gets matched to get a nice run. I know Timmy Clark's been really pleased with him. I've never really been a huge fan of this horse, but I'm really warming to him. And I think he had a bit of improvement to come when I've seen him through the prep this time in. I feel as though he just had that little bit more to offer. So maybe he'll be peaking at the right time. And I'm sweating on a run still for Espionage. So it's the most interesting Golden Slipper I think we've had in recent years.
The Galaxy is one of the better Galaxy fields you'll see. Race 9 on the card tomorrow. And Osmosis, the 440 favourite from aft cabinet 5. Private Eye, great to see Private Eye in this race at $7.50. Sunshine in Paris, great to see her back at $8. Uncommon James bringing the Queensland form at $8.50, or the Queensland horse. And then we go to Passive Aggressive, which was a nice winner. Last start at $13. Asfura, King's Gambit, $14 each of two. Buenos Noches, $15. I mean, who are you with here? This is a sensational race.
Tricky, isn't it? I actually heard a rumour the other day that Passive Aggressive might be heading off to Royal Ascot should she run well this time in. So I'm hoping that she can run a really nice race. So I'm with King's Gambit each way. I have so much faith in this horse, and people will say I'm crazy, but I really feel as though he's got something, and I know the Snowdens feel that as well. They've put so much effort into him. More his mental state. We've seen him at the races week in, week out. I'll often go down to the tie-up stores and I'll say to Paul, is that King's Gambit back again? They'll bring him over just for a day out to get him there. They're putting so much work into getting this horse right. I thought it probably wasn't ideal for him when he ran down there in the Oakley, albeit maybe was it a touch disappointing. He's had a recent trial since then and he's been kept right up to the mark. They were keen to run him in Sydney. They didn't particularly want to send him down to Melbourne. Jamie Carr aboard with 50 kilos on his back. I think at 14s he's had good success at Rose Hill, and I believe he might be the only horse who's beaten Osmosis so far. So, look, he's my each-way play. I think Aft Cabin will be hard enough to beat. James McDonald aboard, he was super first up. But I just think at the each-way value, I'm with King's Gambit. Again, till the day I die.
Ali, gee, I'm fascinated about this George Ryder Stakes, and probably the main reason why is we've got so many three-year-olds lining up in the race this year. Militarized, V8, NCAP, Tis Invincible. We usually think of the George Ryder, we think of smallish fields. But do you have a lean in the George Ryder tomorrow?
Interesting that they've elected to run Tis Invincible there as well and take her out of her sex. She, I think, could bounce back. But, I there's one horse who consistently gets overlooked, and I don't know whether it's, and this is no unfairness to Gary Cortelli, but perhaps if he was in the Chris Wallace stable, would he be starting $5 along with Militarise in NCAP? I think he's such a trier. He's a consistent performer. He loves Rose Hill. I think he's been super in all his runs back in this preparation, building up to a really nice run over 1,500. He's going mile back to 15, which I think will suit him. I thought in that bunched finish behind Celestial Legend, he was perhaps one of the unlucky ones in what was, you know, a bit of a blanket. So, look, I mean, it's such a hard race to dissect with the different form lines. And as you mentioned, I think the three-year-olds will certainly stack up. There's something about NCAP that stands out for me tomorrow, and I think he's such a genuine trier. And I think Flexion could have a really big day too with the way that I've landed on some of his rides.
Yeah, that George Ryder, I've just got the holds here with Tab. Punters not confident in this race at all. The money is everywhere. And also, we should keep an eye on Think About It. Mm. As it needs to pass a vet check. It had an elevated white blood cell count yesterday and had been $3.70 back to $4.20, still at the head of the market. But it is one to watch and whether it'll take its place in the field tomorrow.
I think he'd, I think I saw a tweet come through last night that they'd done another blood in the afternoon and that he'd had already dropped. So it's interesting with those, say, a 24-hour virus, if that's perhaps what it might have been. I'm not suggesting that it is, but we saw a similar story with Zaki when he got scratched from the Cox Plate on the eve of. He just had that slightly elevated white blood cell count, which essentially could be nothing, but it could just mean there's something a little bit off. And the next morning, I know Annabelle said he had his blood done and he was 100%. So it can change so quickly. So if he's already back in the range where we want him to be, then I'd say it'll be all systems go for the weekend.
I remember having to do an interview with Annabelle that day.
Oh, you poor thing.
No, she was very professional. She would have been circumstances.
Very It's always awful, though, having to ask that question, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, indeed. All right, we better get your best bets.
Okay, so I'm going with a horse that's been lined up for this race from a while out. Gary Portelli mentioned it to me a few weeks ago at Trackwork, and his name is Tenderize. I think I've tipped him. I don't know if I've tipped him on here before, but I've certainly been with him for a couple of runs this preparation. I thought both of his runs so far, he hasn't had the ideal setup. He flashed home late at Canterbury, and then they just went a bit too quick out in front for him at Warwick Farm. He's had a tick over trial since with this race in mind. I think it maps well for him. So Tenderize, who's $16 at the moment, hopefully can kick us off to a nice one in the first race on the day.
For our listeners, yes. Tenderize. So that is race one, number 17, $16 to win and $4.80 the place. Go for it.
Then in the Rose Hill Guineas, a horse again who I've watched for a little while and I've been waiting to get out to this trip of 2,000 is Chaowulf. I think he'll enjoy, obviously being by Tavistock, getting his toe in the ground. As we've seen, he can handle the soft track. Although I can't believe that we haven't had more rain this week. As a side note, I thought we'd certainly be on a worse track than what we are at the moment. But Chaowulf, I think stepping out to 2,000 will suit him to the ground. Joe Pride's got a huge opinion of him. Again, Blake Shin aboard. I think he's going to have a big day out. And I think both his runs in this preparation suggests that he's building up to something bigger, so he's a nice each way bet as well. And then in the 10th and final event on the program there, the birthday card, I think Olentia will be really tricky to beat, but I've gone for one again at odds, and it's Extravagant Star. Again, Jamie Carr aboard for Kieran Marsh, who was great first up, resuming there in the benchmark 78 or 1,100, stepping out to 1,200. She's another one I know they've got an opinion of. I think it should map well for her from barrier three. She's got the 53 on her back, and she'll run right up to Olentia, who's the one to beat.
Ali's tips, race one, number 17, Tenderize, $16.480. Race six, number nine, Chaowulf, $19.04, win and place. And race 10, number 15, Extravagant Star, $10 to win, $3.10 the place. Enjoy your slipper day, Ali.
Oh, I've got one for us today, Middle. I forgot.
Yes.
That just popped up in my black book too. At Scone, race seven, in the benchmark 82 over 1,000, Remember Jack. For Stephen Jones, he's short enough. He's about 3:30 at the moment, but he's coming out of a race in town behind Once Again My Girl, who is a pretty handy one, and his sectionals were great. So he just popped up in my black book, and I thought we might have something on him today as well.
We'll have that race seven, number 12 at Scone. Remember, Jack is $3.30. Thanks, Ali.
Thanks, team.